I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sports ad free. That's amazon.com/sports ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Goodness me! What a fantastic goal! What a goal! That is absolutely superb!
Huge cheers go up around Emirates Stadium.
Hello, I'm Russell Hargreaves, welcoming you to Arsenal Weekly Podcast Stories, where we bring you an extended chat with some Gunners legends and get the stories behind their Arsenal careers. In this episode, we talk to another invincible, Gilberto, the Brazilian who spent 6 years across a combination of Highbury and Emirates Stadium. And we started off by asking Gilberto about the story behind his transfer to the club.
Gilberto, what's the story behind your move to Arsenal back in 2002?
So, after the World Cup, when it happened, I got a phone call from the club, say that I have a few proposals for me to move. Then on the time, I was in the race Arsenal, a German club and a Turkish club. And then I found out a bit of information of the three of them and made my decision to go to Arsenal. And I think it was the best choice for me on that time. And, I had 6 fantastic years at the club. It's amazing.
What do you remember about your debut?
It was a fantastic day. Wow. What a day for me, I could not start better than as it was. I came off the bench and scored the winning goal against Liverpool in the Community Shield.
Bergkamp, Carla coming in from the other side. It's Gilberto! What a start! The World Cup winner scores for Arsenal at Cardiff.
The funny thing, when I say to my friends about this first game at FOS, because I didn't know what represents that game, how big it was, For me, it was okay. I couldn't speak the language. Okay, we are going to have a game against Liverpool. That's okay. It's fine. It's part of the preparation. And when we finished the game, everyone started to celebrate. I said, what is this? I asked Edu. Oh, we won, the Community Shield, it's a massive competition here. Oh, okay, let's have fun. Let's dance, That's good.
You had a great partnership with Patrick Vieira for many, many years. What made him such a special player?
He's a real leader in the team. Out on the pitch, outside the pitch. But apart from that, very nice guy that everyone wants to cooperate with his role in the squad, and always very helpful. But he's somebody that on the pitch you can trust. We could trust him, anytime he was there. We knew that, it would be much easier for us, in the middle when he was there. It was a great partnership, me and him, because the understanding about the way we play, the way we manage the game was very easy. It seems like we knew each other, from a quite long time. And because it was simple for us, when he goes, I stay, and the same he did when I went forward. And I've learned a lot with him, you know. I've learned a lot, and the partnership was something very, very unique in my career.
Do you think you having those defensive instincts helped him a lot?
Yeah, I think both of us could do, you know, the defensive part very well, you know, quite heavy, strongly, very strong, you know, in the tackling. But also we could move forward if, you know, sometime be a surprise man and come from the back without the ball and get the pass from somebody else to manage to score or to provide the last pass until the goal happened.
You scored plenty of goals for Arsenal, of course. Do you have a favourite?
Well, I scored a few goals, but, you know, I always like when I score with my head. But there is one, I think, one goal. Basically, two goals, very special for me. And one was the fastest goal against PSV for the Champions League.
Well, the English generally don't like Eindhoven. Defeats here for Manchester United and Newcastle in recent Champions League history. And England's 2-up, 3-down show against Portugal at Euro 2000. So not the easiest of venues for Arsenal to end their wretched away run in Europe. Maybe something on very early on for Thierry Henry! And what a start! What a start for Arsenal! Gilberto breaking forward right on cue. Never mind wretched away runs. What about the run from midfield of the Brazilian?
We just, you know, start the game. We try to get some pass. I remember that I tried to pass somebody. I missed the pass, and we recovered it. And suddenly, I think it was, if I'm not wrong, was Ljungberg got the ball and passed it to Thierry, you know. And then I remember one thing that Edu told me before. In case that Thierry get the ball in the left, you can run because he's going to pass the defender and you cross the ball. We need somebody to be there. Remember this at some point if this kind of situation happened. It was about instinct, you know, and a fraction of seconds. Then I went through the middle and he passed the defender. As Edu said, and crossed the ball, was there to score the, you know, the fastest goal in the history on that time. After it was broke, you know, break my heart a little bit. But I was a very happy moment. And when I knew that was the fastest goal in the history, I was, you know, amazing. This was something very special, very unique for a player in my position. But the other one, I think, was the first game at official Arsenal game at Emirates, and I scored the equalizing game against Aston Villa. We were in trouble that game, you know, because they scored first. The game was very hard, and then, you know, we. All of us were not accepting that result, and we tried to get into them, to get a chance. It was not so easy until I got that ball, you know, the cross from Walcott, flick from Van Persie, and then I scored the equalizing goal. It's something, you know, very, very unique in my career at Arsenal, and I'm happy for that and very proud.
Kleb, Walcott is still wide. Here's Theo Walcott again. Looking for Van Persie. Chance for Gilberto! It's 1-1! And the Brazilian levels it at one each. But Walcott had a mighty hand to play. The death chip. And it fell to Gilberto.
Theo Walcott, of course, still playing for Arsenal to this day. In terms of that goal being part of history, does that make you proud? Because it was that first Premier League goal for us at the new stadium.
Yes, of course. I feel very proud for that. There are some things that happened with me at Arsenal, especially. You know, it's very unique. Maybe you expect this from a striker or some attacking midfield, but then you have, you know, a defensive midfield providing some important goals for the club and make, you know, my own history in the club, in a historical club. It's something amazing. You know, all the time when I achieve those kind of things, I always look back from where I come from. You know, from my village, from my parents, the way I start to play football on those days, you know, it's me bringing me back home somehow in my mind. And then, you know, I enjoy a lot these kind of moments because they are very unique.
You're listening to the Arsenal Weekly Podcast.
We'll be back with Gilles Berthe for the second part of our in-depth chat in just a moment, but we'd love to know how you think our stories series is going so far. We've already heard from Ray Parlour and Colo Touré in episodes 1 and 2. If you've not heard those already, you can go back and listen to them. But now let's return to Gilles Berthe picking up the conversation, remembering the great Invincibles season.
Everyone remembers the Invincibles season. What's your favourite memory from that season?
Well, I think, you know, we have many special moments from that period. And it was so nice for me when we get into the hybrid tunnel, cold tunnel, very narrow, and close to the opponents, you know, it's like almost shoulder to shoulder. And we knew that we were going to win the game on that tunnel. And then another special moment, I can say that was when we won the league at White Hart Lane.
No one can argue that the best team in the country is that team there. By quite some distance this season, Manchester United and Chelsea can't argue with it. And as I say every time at this year, someone sets the standard. This team have lifted the bar. They've raised the standards required. And the rest, and know that come next August, they've got to be ready, or this team will blow them away again.
This was something very special because we had 4 games to go, but to win the title there, you know, it means a lot for all the players, for the fans, for the club, because they also had a very good game. You know, maybe the game could be much easier for us. At some point, we complicated ourselves. But in the end, we got the prize, you know, to win there.
You like taking penalties as well. You had a couple of seasons where you were very good from the spot. 2 in particular in the same game against Tottenham. What do you recall about that? And also, what was your secret when it came to taking penalties?
So, on that time, you know, I think it was the season 06, 07, I was the vice captain, and Thierry was the captain, the penalty taker. But he spent most of the season injury, and I took the responsibility as a captain, you know, on the field. And I was training. When you train something, you know, you feel prepared for it. Maybe before I was not very used to take penalties, just a few times, you know, I had an opportunity on a penalty shoot against Uruguay in Copa America in 07. And since then I started training in the training ground, you know, after the training sessions. And when you practice something, you feel confident to do it, you know. This was the reason I was the penalty taker on that time, and I had a chance to score, you know, few goals from penalty.
The Arsenal captain here beats Robinson. Arsenal 2, Tottenham Hotspur 0. The captain strokes it. Arsenal 3, Tottenham Hotspur 0 with 18 minutes to go.
I think, you know, the secret is when you train something, we practice something, you feel confident. But I always choose which side, you know, I was going to shoot. I don't remember to change, you know, the, when I was going to shoot, you know. Normally I choose this is the side, and I go for it, you know, with my way to do things.
When you're taking a penalty against Tottenham, you know how much it means to the fans. Do you feel that?
Yeah, I knew that. I knew because always when you play against your biggest rival, you know, everything you do positive on the field counts. And to score two goals on penalties on that day was amazing. Again, you know, again, I was there. Score against your biggest rival in a very special game for the club and for the fans.
When you think about your childhood back in Brazil, what was the biggest thing you had to overcome to have your football career?
So, the only boy in the family out of four kids, you know, and I'm the oldest one. I became a man very young. I remember I started to work when I was 11 years old because I want to have my money, you know. But okay, the situation there with my family was not, you know, financially was not the best. My father had to work hard to raise us. But we were happy there in the village. I grew up, you know, free. We didn't have any crime, any drugs. You didn't hear about the crazy things as we hear nowadays. And we enjoyed to be part of that environment. And grew up playing football on the street, you know, in the college with the friends, until I get the chance to play to an amateur football school and to learn something. This is the picture from the past, you know, play around. Go to school in a small village, you know, everyone knew each other. Make us, you know, one help another in the difficult times.
When you think about what you achieved and you think about your childhood, how proud are you to have had the career you've had?
Very proud, because it's not very common. Somebody come from the village I came from, very tiny, very small, and reach the point I've reached in my career, in my life, and I'm happy, you know, happy because I also had people that stood around me, like my family, and a few friends to help me, especially in the hard times, because it's not always, you know, happy moments. You face some difficulties in your life, as when I was in my first club. I had to give up for a moment and go back home to work and help family. My mom had a very hard time, you know. She had to submit to a very hard treatment until she got back again in recovery. And then I was there beside family, you know, to help them working, to help with in the financial side. But then when I went back to football, it seems like that I got the credit for what I have done in the past, and then I arrived back in football and got the credit, you know, for that. You know, everything started to happen very fast in my career. And I took every opportunity, you know, it's something that makes me feel happy for all the scenario.
Well, that's full time on episode 3 of Arsenal Weekly Podcast Stories. If you've enjoyed this episode, be sure to give us a review and 5-star rating on iTunes so that we can continue to make more of them. We're back for episode 4 in December when we hear from Amy Lawrence at the start of her 89 documentary, reliving that famous night at Anfield. The Arsenal Weekly Podcast is back every Monday. So until then, it's goodbye for now.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.